Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. Good, good, good. Perfect. So here we are. This is for our show for Wednesday, the 21st. Had a really successful encore show yesterday with the Art Bell, Memories of Art Bell. It's been 3 years since Art passed on, and we did, we played our encore. That's not our encore. We played our parodies, our Art Bell parodies that we've done. And people like them. So what am I going to do? We're going to do Bob Green. Bob, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Phil. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, you know, it's we don't... Bob, how are you?
I'm great, Phil. Thanks for having me on your program.
Great. You know, we don't often... and see, there's still that fucking echo. We don't often test. How you doing, Bob?
Great, Phil. Thanks for being on the program.
Great. I want to ask you about the fact that you went on the Jenny Jones show in some... I'm sorry, but it was...
You're going to ask the time I went on the Roy Christoph show.
Okay, but I mean, they're replaying this Jenny Jones thing. Now, the Roy Christoph show...
I went on the Roy Christoph show. He's a current... Roy said that he had a secret crush on me. I asked him, I didn't know you were gay. He said, well, I am. And then he proceeded to say that he wanted to go out on a date with me.
This sounds an awful lot like the Jenny Jones thing.
I know. Well, hold on for a minute. Because I'd seen the Jenny Jones show, and what happened, it was a horrible tragedy, so I'm not here to... Are you trying to make fun of that?
No, of course I'm not.
Well, you say, of course you're not. You're bringing up... the Roy Christoph show was a local cable access piece of shit down here. I did it for laughs. Never mind. And Roy said that he had a crush on me. And I said, I didn't know you were gay. He said, yes, I am. And the audience applauded. I was fresh in my memory. Fresh in my memory was this Jenny Jones thing. And so I didn't want to come across sounding like I was homophobic or anything. So I said, thank you very much. And he said, and we're going to go out on a date. And I said, fine. And
now you, this guy tells you that he has a crush on you. You're not gay.
No, I'm not.
And all right. And but you didn't want to come off sounding harsh or homophobic.
That is correct. So I said, he said, you know, I'd like to take you to dinner. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know how far, I guess at dinner. So we went to dinner and we talked, we conversed, and there was music. He asked me to dance. So I'm thinking at that point, I don't know what to say. I'm saying, no, I don't want to offend the guy. I'm out on the date. I'm spending his money. I'm drinking his booze. So I went out and I danced with him.
You went out and you danced with Roy Christoph, the TV host.
Yeah. Because I don't know, again. And then he said, we got into the limousine. He unzipped his fly. And I'm thinking, okay, what is this? So I said, Roy, he said, I want you to know something. No, I'm not gay. April Fools. And then I looked and I saw what the date was. And it just crossed into midnight. It was April Fool.
Was it funny?
No. And that's when I took out this brass knuckles I had, and I just beat him half to death in the back of the limousine.
That's something too too worried about that. It's Bob Green today, and welcome to Bob Green Today. I'm Bob Green. Maybe Bob Green's not a good idea for the show. I don't know. I thought it was. Boy, the Dallas Stars uniforms really suck. Really suck. Their road uniforms suck. Why don't you put the score up instead of the goddamn shots on goal? Oh, there it is. Okay, the empty netter, 5-2. Whatever, man. Last year's Stanley Cup was so fucking like. I mean, unless you lived in Tampa, Dallas, who gives a fuck? Good team. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Tampa Bay, great team. I don't give a shit. Okay. it's Bob Green today. And my name is Bob Green. Coach, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing fine, and thank you for having me on the program. I don't have a problem with Green Bay. I wanted you to know that. The only problem I have, I don't have a problem with the Green Bay Packers per se. I want you to understand that.
I understand.
My only problem is that I don't like the fact that they... My only problem...
You know, these fucking phones, and the further we get away from... This goddamn fucking thing. I don't want to fucking change it, man. I can't. I can't use it.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of the Green Bay Packers, and I felt they're a good team. I wanted them to do well, but Green Bay has got to. They've got to leave Green Bay. That's a nowhere market, and I think that's slowing them up. The idea of Green Bay. I think the tradition of football has been wearing me down for a long time. You know, just the whole thing, hey, yay, wee. I don't care anymore, Phil. I don't give a shit. And when they say to me that I got to care.
Well, what are you're worried about what?
What I'm worried about is the concept that, what I'm worried mostly about is the concept that I got to care about some tradition in Green Bay where I got to go to Green Bay. I got to like Green Bay. I don't like Green Bay.
All right, so you don't like Green Bay.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing. We tried to get 420. Yeah, it was fairly disappointing, Mr. Henry. We tried to get 420 up and running. It was not happening.
What do you think? What do you think's going on with 420? Are people?
I think that people are probably not.
Do you think people are? What do you think's going on with 420, man? Are people, you know, are they with it? Are they enjoying it?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose in a way you could say they are. In a lot of ways, they're not. You know, but in a lot of ways they are. So,
yeah, a lot of ways they're not.
Yeah, I mean. You know, it's weird. I'm really trying to keep it together.
Story of late night. Oh, man. Fuck me. Let's do it, Jack. Let's do it, man. Visit site. There we go. What time is this motherfucker? Was it 10:30? God, I look like shit, man. Look how fucking pale I am, man. My fucking hair is like totally fucking gray, man. I do not look good, man.
Yeah, I think a lot of things can be said for that.
I can tell you that in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, Phil.
Let's bring on now Coach Vernon Dozier. Coach Dozier is with us. You were tweeting some interesting things, Coach. I thought let's bring on Coach Vernon Dozier now. Let's bring on Coach Vernon Dozier now. Coach, you were tweeting some things kind of interesting, and it had to do with, you know, relocating Green Bay. Now,
let me bring up some...
Wait a minute. But in relocating Green Bay, I know you were talking about sort of your frustration with football tradition.
I was talking about relocating the I was talking about I was talking about relocating the Green Bay Packers to Milwaukee and renaming them the Milwaukee Meteors.
Hold on, bud, okay?
Yeah, if you could hold...
The Milwaukee Meteors, huh?
Yeah, put your name again?
I'm General Shaw. You keep making the same mistake. He's General Shaw. Now, I don't know anything about this, but I do know the Green Bay Packers are legendary, aren't they?
The Green Bay Packers are indeed a legendary team. But this is the part that's got me crazy, Phil. The fact that...
Where's the gym, man? What's up with this gym? Where are you, motherfucker? There's no gym sound effect? Oh, please. I know we had them. Oh, there it is. Phone, then it's gym. God damn it. There it is. Coach Furnit,